was awesome. You guys did great.
Brand new song they learned this morning. That's amazing. We are so blessed in this place. That's all I can say. We are blessed. So good morning, everybody. Glad that you're here at church. We're going to have a great day. We actually have two songs that are new today. That's the first one. And the other one is super anointed. It's super anointed. So if you came in here and you want your heart to be refreshed or your spirit to be refreshed or you just need an answer from God, a touch from God, that song's going to do it. I really believe the Holy Spirit's going to do something amazing in that song. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to open up with prayer and we'll say good morning to each other. So, Father, we just thank you for your call on our lives. Our lives are full of purpose. You've called us and anointed us to do specific things to bring Jesus Christ glory. So today, Lord, as we worship, we want to give you glory. As we get in the Word, Lord, we want to have hearts that reflect your glory. And Father, when we leave here, we want to live lives that bring you glory. That's more important than anything else we're going to do is bringing you glory. That's why we're here. So help us today, Lord, in real and measurable ways. Please bless your flock. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everybody. I just want to say last night was awesome, and I want to say thank you to everybody that made that a success. So a special shout out to Angela. Thank you for posting that on Facebook. That seemed to be the way everybody found us. So it works. And I just want to say thanks to Jake and to Matt, who set up the sound system. They did a good job with all that. Thank you, Lois, with the tables and the games. Thank you, Andy and Denise, with the fireworks. And thank you, everybody, for making that work, because it was just really almost a spontaneous neighborhood party is what it turned into. And you guys did great. So I just want to say well done. Thank you, God, for making some little connections, but lots of them last night. Amen? So it just kind of reminded me we're in this neighborhood for a reason and a purpose, and we have not fulfilled that yet. So I have three announcements. One, if you have kids in children's church or the nursery, you want to catch Angela today and talk to her because there's some new things going on. Unless you'd want to make an announcement, or are you good? Good? Okay. 4th of July is over, so that's no longer an announcement. Thursdays, we'll be here back at 6 o'clock, and we'll have a meal together, and then I'm not sure if there's worship practice, but we'll have some fellowship. We'll get in the Word. I'll bring some encouragement from the Word. We'll have a good time. So that's probably every Thursday the rest of the summer at 6 o'clock right here. Okay? All right. Can I have the deacons come up? We'll take the offering. I just think this is going to be a very special morning, especially with that song. That song, you'll notice the song when we sing it, but just to start preparing our hearts, in Isaiah 61, the Holy Spirit says this: "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God." And this is a list of things. He's already said these things. And then this is what I think is going to happen for all of us today: to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So if you came in here today and COVID's got you beat up, whether it's at work or home or your health or your finances, if you're going through stuff, and you feel like your heart's heavy or your spirit's heavy, today's the day. God's going to take your heaviness. He's going to transform it. He's going to take where there's ashes, and he's going to give you beauty. Amen? So, Father, as we get ready to give, we're going to give finances back to you, Lord. But at the same time, we're giving you our hearts. We want to have soft hearts that are open to you. So when you speak to us, we hear you. So that when you nudge us, we respond, Lord. We want to be close to you more than anything else. So, Lord, as we give back finances to you, would you once again pour your spirit on us? Lord, we can be busy, but everything about the kingdom depends on you. So would you help us today, Lord, to be kingdom citizens more than American citizens on the July 5th, Lord? We're kingdom citizens, and that's never going to change no matter where we go or how long we live. Lord, we're going to be kingdom citizens. So we ask that you would be glorified and honored by what we give to you today, and Lord, that your kingdom would grow and be established in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Fourth of July is such an amazing time, and for me, a Marine and a pastor, it can be challenging sometimes because so many people want to make the Fourth of July an excuse for personal independence, and that's absolutely not what the Fourth of July, when we talk about celebrating our country's independence, it was a country's independence from the overview of another country's control, right? Our freedom comes from God. Our personal freedom comes from God. It does not come from America. American government's supposed to enforce our God-given freedom. So on July 4th, when people celebrate independence, it's as a country. Because as Christians, we have to know independence is usually the root of rebellion in a person. So if I'm independent from all of y'all, and anybody over me, and nobody can tell me nothing because I'm totally independent, that guarantees that I'm stuck and I won't grow in the Lord. So it's kind of scary when we celebrate July 4th and independence. Let's celebrate that America is a free country to enforce the rights God's given us. Amen? The 4th of July is not an excuse for me to be a jerk and nobody can say anything to me. Right? Those are my words. So, worship team, would you come on up? And Lois, I just want to say thanks again. Two new songs in 1 week with no practice. Wow. Wow.
Good morning, everyone. Will you please stand? Alex was saying that one we just started out with, Don't Tread on Me. He says, I think that's going to be our theme song for a while. Yeah. You know, in our independence in the Lord, because he has made us free, he also made us overcomers. And, you know, that's one of the biggest lies, I think, in the church, is that we don't have any power. You know, I know of churches that don't really believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you take away the power of the Holy Spirit in today's world, what does that leave you with? Nothing. So I think that's a lie that we have to overcome as a church, that we do have a say, we have a name through Jesus Christ, and that is an overcomer. So we're going to start out with More Than Conquerors, and then we're going to go back into that Don't Tread on Me. I've switched the stuff around like three different times, so the poor guys back there, I went back, I said, we're going to do, nope, can't change anything now, they said. So are we ready to join in the worship before the throne of God today? Okay.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the power in your blood. Lord, that you took it all. You took every sin. You took every shame. You took every hurt and every pain, and it was nailed to that cross with you. And more than that, when you shed your blood, it was all covered for us, every yes, bit of it. Lord, but in your raising from the dead, you overcame death. You came over. You overcame Satan. There's nothing he can say that has truth to it. For in your name is the only power. And in your name is the only freedom that we can ever have, God. We worship you in this place, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we just pray through your Holy Spirit right now that you would come as we sing this next song. Lord, that you would come into the hearts and lives of the people here and even people who are listening, Lord, that whatever is inside of them, Lord, Lord, if they're dancing with you in the Spirit, let their voices raise in harmony, God. Let their voices raise in a power that they can walk forth in you. Lord, those people who are right now listening, who are in mourning, we pray, Lord, as Pastor Mike said, that you would take that mourning and turn it into dancing, that you would take ashes and make it into beauty, God. And as this song says, it would take graves and turn it into gardens. Lord, there is no one like you. This earth cannot fill anything we have. Lord, that void in each of us, it can only be filled by you. Let hearts be filled by you in this place today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Search the world.
Oh, there's not.
Times like right now, that we have such a wonderful opportunity in this place of worship with our hearts all open to God. Lift up that thing, that concern that you have. Lift it up to Him right now. If you've got something that feels like it's just burned up ashes, ask Him to turn it beautiful. If you've got something that feels like it's dead, it's just dead bones, ask Him to bring it to life. If you're at an impasse, it just seems like there is no way forward, ask Him to make a way where there seems to be no way. Now is the time. Just go ahead. We're just going to take a few seconds and just invite every one of us, with your eyes closed and your hearts open, ask God to touch that thing that bothers you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the promises in your word that these songs reflect. The songs in themselves are nothing except for when we sing your word back to you. And Lord, I just love it. I love it when you give your people songs that are inspired to declare the truth. It might not be a scripture, but it sure is the truth. The devil is choking on the blood of Jesus Christ. He will ultimately die from that. He tries to convince us of our hopelessness and our condition. But we're born again. We're children of the Most High God. We're called and anointed to preach the good news of beauty for ashes, dancing instead of mourning, wholeness instead of brokenness. That's what you've called us to do. Our future is sure, and our calling is powerful and supernatural. Father, we thank you for speaking to us during these songs, speaking to us this morning. As we look at your word, Lord, I pray for encouragement for every single person here and those that will listen on the internet, Lord. I pray for encouragement that spirit to spirit, they would hear your voice, they would sense your presence, they would know your great love. Would you please do that today, Lord? I ask this in the name of the one and only risen Savior, the one and only Jesus Christ. Everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man, I was blessed.